This podcast is a member of the OOMF Podcast Network. Ang mga podcast na may OOMF.
This is Tina Wells.
And this is Amanda Colling.
And we are the Bewitches. We are doing a different episode today, and I am so excited for this one because it's Women's Month. We are celebrating all the punanis in the world, whatever that means. Alam mo, like, pagiging babae is such a gift because a woman is God. In my universe, I don't know, in your universe, right? But anyway, I'm so excited to like talk to this person kasi I know people are gonna be educated and marami silang matututunan with this person. And please introduce who we have today.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, would like to introduce to you creative director, writer, and LGBTQIA+. Advocate, Miss Thais Estrada.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I'm so happy I'm here with the Bewitches. And fantastic intro. Thank you. Let's celebrate all kinds of women, indeed.
You know what? In this episode, we have so many questions for you. And you are our sister. So just be open and let us in. First question, we want to know the letters in the LGBTQ.
Those who don't understand, like, kind of try and mock it because, like, ano ba yan? It's an alphabet soup of everything. Parang, what if it happens to LGBTQIAB, please? Hanggang Z na ba yan? Mm-hmm. But then, a lot of it is because we are acknowledging identities, and for a long time, wala ngang ganun eh. There's no way to express sexual and gender identities in daily conversation. So it helps us, reminds us that these identities exist. Yeah. And that's why we have those kinds of letters. So LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. These four letters are like, it's both sexuality and gender. So lesbian, gay, bisexual are all sexualities. Being transgender is a gender identity. The advocacy has added throughout the years to acknowledge identities as well, like Q for queer, I is intersex, and A is asexual.
What's so, intersex?
Intersex is a gender identity that is based on the existence of dual physical manifestations of gender. Like, for example, having two reproductive organs. They used to be called hermaphrodites. But that's not a very welcome term anymore as out of the medical field. If you call somebody who's intersex, you just refer to them as intersex. The basis of their identity is very much rooted in the presence of both reproductive organs or the lack of it. So, and sometimes these intersex individuals don't even know because it isn't even physically manifested. Even sometimes it's just because of blood work that they know na intersex na pala sila. It's a complex thing.
How can they not know if they have two sex organs?
Sometimes they don't. They only have one. And then in their blood, like for example, their hormones are more male than female, but they're female presenting. And they have a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So that presents a problem because you're basically biologically male, but your organs don't match what you have. And then they present also sorts of problems because, like, for example, they probably just have an undescended testes. So they don't have the physical manifestation of the male organ, but they have the females. Mm-hmm. They've been living their lives, no, na parang babae talaga yung sa isip nila. I hate when people say na parang, oh, I don't understand it because it's not the normal, regular one. You aren't just exposed to it yet. And did you know that being intersex is as common as being redhead in the United States?
Oh.
So it's not even, like, you know, a rare thing.
Yeah.
It just so happens that they don't know it as like readily as they can.
Kasi it's just like recently lang na open actually yung world with all of this stuff and
absolutely
recently lang ina-accept ng society, right?
Absolutely. Even conversations like this don't happen all the time. I mean, for sure in the Philippines, hindi pa ganun ka, like, you know, common, but platforms like this, me and my other advocates, brothers and sisters, have a platform to say, like, this kinds of information.
Kamusta yung childhood mo growing up? And paano ka nagkaroon ng transition? How did it start? And meron bang trigger na nangyari?
When I was very young, like, so 4 years old, the school had a costume party. My mom said, sayay ako, can you prepare Thais a costume for the costume party? Okay. And then sabi ng mom ko, I'll be back at night and I'll bring a camera and, like, I'll take a photo of the costume. And then my yaya, for some reason, decided that my costume would be a madre. So it's a nun's costume. I didn't know what, why. And then she was like, okay, sige, ito yung suotin mo. And when I wore it for the first time, saw myself in the mirror, sabi ko, oh my God.
This is
I like
me.
It.
This
at is four. Me. At four.
You accepted it that yeah, this is what I want.
Ito, this is bagay, di ba? And didn't think much about it till I went to school. And then, oh, Thais is here and in costume niya. Oh, madre.
Oh, no.
So the teacher was like, let's just remove the velo and maybe you're a priest.
Oh my God.
So, pari ka
so,
na
so, yeah.
So, heartbreak. Heartbreak. Dreams
actually,
crash.
The teacher actually told you not to be yourself yeah. and be a man, a priest, because it's not acceptable to be a nun in a costume.
When?
Because you're
yeah,
a young boy. So, sa teacher pa lang and sa school pa lang, pinogram na mm-hmm. na this is not acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how young it happens, yeah. you know? So, like it was painful to experience that as a kid, knowing na parang like wow, is this wrong? Like realizing that oh when I was so happy wearing that the first time, and I was like, okay, maybe it's wrong. So it stuck in me na okay, baka mali yun. Of course, it's not wrong, right? Growing up after that, parang I tried to like repress it.
Yeah.
Na hindi ko na maintindihan when very early on I have already felt my femininity.
Actually, that's my next question. Like, how did you try to control it? Because everyone's judging you now. Nakikita na lumalabas na talaga kung sino ikaw. Mm. So parang automatic yung brain mo, like parang I need to shift because I'm being judged. So how did it happen?
Great question. For the most of queer children, the expectation is you should not be queer, gay, lesbian, transgender, because all you're going to be is like bad gay person that I saw on the street or like on television, lagi ka lang mababatukan, ganyan, ganyan, and then like mababastos ka sa daan, ganyan, ganyan, kaya hindi ka pwedeng maging queer. So, queer children resort to trying their very best to be very, very good at something. So, a lot of it is academics, a lot of it is like extracurricular activities, and that's what I did in school. I wanted, na parang, for them to respect me, I felt like I needed to be a lot better in so many things.
But when you were doing it, pamin ka pa nun?
Oh, kasi
you're
syempre,
still trying to hide it.
Ano mun eh, yeah. Kasi like, okay, di pala to maganda. So like, you're trying to hide it, and then, but I love dancing. So like, okay, what's the available dancing, like fun dancing thing that I could do? So I joined cultural dance, folk dances. And then for academics, I loved joining quiz bees, really studied. I was a bookworm. I hardly went out of the house. I just read everything that I could read. Sabi ko, if I excel here, they'll forget that I am like malambot na bata. Mm-hmm.
Totoo yung sinasabi mo. Most of like, especially the people that I know and like I associate with, like, you know, gay and transgender, sila yung pinaka-talented, pinaka-successful, pinaka-masarap kausap, may sense. Like, I rather talk to them than to these dumb bitches around me. Like, you know what? Like, may
ouch.
Sense.
Seriously.
Anyway, yeah, like, because you're trying to like excel into something para hindi ka nila tignan ng mababa, because that's how the society like programmed.
But did you try to prove yourself pa by dating girls, and how did it feel?
No, hindi na.
It like, never felt
right.
Never
felt right. Yeah.
Some guys do that.
So at that point, parang iniisip ko nga, parang bakla lang ba ako, or like parang like all my barkada is like babae, like this is really feeling different, but I can't find a name to that. Mm-hmm. So it happened much later. That was in college na.
Kamusta mga tol? Si Kian to. Naghahanap ka ba ng podcast na chill at tamang sound trip lang ganun? Well, you can join me and my special guest every week as we sit down, relax, and talk about... I don't know. Bahala na. Mas marami atang masayang kwentuhan na nangyayari kapag hindi talaga pinaplano. The I Don't Know Show with me, Kian Cipriano, now streaming on Spotify.
So anyway, let's talk about your awakening, your sexual awakening. How did it happen? How did it start? When did you get kilegged and got wet from wherever sa lumabas yung wetness?
So there was moisture somewhere,
right?
In some hole. No. So it was very, like, so batang-bata pa lang. Like, of course, you start with, like, the only things that you would watch on TV would be cartoons. And then, like, of course, you're gonna start with, like, Mickey Mouse was just literally a male mouse just talking na, di ba? Parang, ano ka ba dun? But then, oh, it's anime. Oh, San Goku, hello! Like, parang, suddenly, he's so powerful and then he would be naked and like, you know.
Every time like super science, so nawawala yung shirt niya and you're like,
and then like, oh, how wow. many are those?
Yes. And childhood ruined. I just always see San Goku as just San Goku and tomboy pa ako nun sa pag naglalaro kami. Oh, ako si San Goku, ako si San Goku. Now, I see him from a different light now. His abs and all.
Kasi syempre, yun na yun. Parang, oh my god, he's like basically the male ideal man, you know? And like,
speaking of anime, I actually like hentai nung bata ako. Do you know what's hentai?
Yeah, that's porn. Japanese and porn, right?
Porn, animated porn. Yeah. It's like, yung sounds they make,
That's also popular when I was young. Like that's like a gateway drug. Alam mo, like a gateway porn yan for kids because like it's like relatable. Hindi pa siya yung totoong hard.
So I have a question.
Starter porn.
Starter porn. Oh god, that's what it's called. Yeah, starter porn.
So how long have you been like living as a trans woman?
Good question. Most probably when I was in college. Like yung ganung klaseng realization. Actually, very specific pala yung naalala ko kasi it was during a class in UP when it was a literature class that talks about sex all the time. Mm-hmm. Parang merong Panpil 19 is like the one course, like a subject in UP where you study literature that's just sex, sex, sex. But the good thing about it is they didn't just talk about sex in literature but also queer writers. You know, those expressions of queerness in Philippine literature. Kasi dati akala ko talaga Western lang yung nagsusulat about all of this. But ang dami pala. Movies, like all these kinds of media, it broadened my mind about like what being me could be. It put a name to what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Yun yung talagang number one na like awakening ko. It's, oh, there's a word for it,
now
being
you know.
Trans. Then I talked to more people. Hey, are you familiar about? And then the UP has a gender office and like I was able to talk to like people who are also LGBT and then the advocates and then who made me understand na, hey, I know, you're just gonna start a journey, but it's gonna be long and you have to understand yourself. Like, sobrang kailangan mo understand yourself mo about this because it's identity. So, it was a journey. The first thing that you actually do as a transgender person is you socially transition. Because not all transgender individuals have the opportunity to medically transition.
I can't imagine like how hard it is because being a straight woman and also for sure being a straight man is actually complicated enough
already.
How much more your universe ties.
Exactly.
How are trans women being treated by men in the Philippines sa dating life nyo compared to foreigners? Because I have ex-brother na half-sister na ngayon. She lives in Italy and Malta. She said in Europe, trans women, ladyboys, are being treated with respect and they're being dated, they're being loved as if they are true women. And there are actually market or men in Europe na talagang preference nila ladyboy. Like a girl who look like a girl with boobs but with dick. Kasi some European men wanna be fucked in the ass also.
It's all about accepting. They accepted it there. They were like so open, diba? Like, that's why they respect those trans women kasi mas inaccept nila sa country nila. Yeah.
How about here and your experience?
Imagine how advanced that is because their sexual liberation happened much earlier and then they've understood, you know, many, many ways like sexuality and gender can be different. So a woman can have a dick and be, you know, can top a man and have sex with a man. And walang pakialam, yun na yun eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. It's just another variant of like having sex.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
So ganun na yung level ng acceptance nila. Here, the conversation is obviously much, much more different.
It's still far.
Yeah, it's still far. If in there, that is just like an aspect of having sex. You know, the preference is fine. You want a woman to, you know, like top you or like, you know, have sex with you in that way. And this woman has a dick. It just so happens. In countries like ours, na like, papunta pa lang doon, diba? We're just still
slowly
understanding,
opening.
Slowly opening to understanding. What we're trying to do is to understand first womanhood as like, you know, yung sinasabi natin female energy.
Yeah.
The males who are attracted to trans women, for example, have to understand that they don't change their sexuality. They're just attracted to the feminine energy. And doesn't mean na bakla sila or ganun. Because it erodes the ego of the man for some. Like, the more okay the man is like with his sexuality, his ego, like sobrang chill niya, mas wala siyang pakialam kung saan siya na-attract.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, if they are attracted to the feminine energy, kahit ano pa yan.
Kahit saang vessel pa yan napunta.
Exactly. If they feel it, yun na yung connection. Yeah. Diba? So, ganun lang sa Philippines, pamuna. Abroad, for sure, your sister was like, oh my God, I'm accepted here. Oh my God, I feel like a goddess here.
He dates more better looking men than me. And more men. More quantity.
I think she's hotter than you.
Well. Surgeon niya, pinapakita niya yung picture ko sa mga surgeon.
Sa yung kinakopy.
So, parang ako si Kim Kardashian, siya si Kylie. Kylie.
She probably feels na more accepted, loved, and appreciated. I think that space is only because they've achieved sexual liberation and understanding a lot earlier.
Yeah, because I've seen her then nung bata pa kami, so nagpapamin pa siya, pinipilit pa siya ng mga kamag-anak namin na lalaki siya.
Nakontrolin yun.
Yung confidence niya sobrang tumaas nung naging trans na siya.
So, that's why she left.
Yeah. I think it's so liberating when you get to be you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, that space that she is in right now is a much more, like a bigger space for her to be safe and accepted and loved. Kami ditong nandito pa are still carving those spaces.
There's always like resistance.
Because there's always resistance. We're doing this so that more of us can have more safe spaces.
Yeah.
And that's like my advocacy basically.
Talking about safe space, especially here in our country na hindi siya ganun ka-accepted, and it makes me sad how trans women, gays, and like, you know, in the LGBTQ family, na they get harassed, they get people hurt them just because they can't accept them, and sometimes what? They murder them. Mm-hmm. Like parang it's so easy for people, and sometimes they think that they can get away with it dahil hindi pa accepted dito.
Exactly. Well, the biggest example and maybe the biggest turning point in my life becoming an advocate was when Jennifer Laude was murdered by an American serviceman. Mm-hmm. So that was a painful realization because at that point, I was already celebrating my transhood. Na, like, I was out and about and the world that I was living in was more accepting of me than others. I'm very blessed to have a family that accepting, my friends were accepting, the social circles I'm in they're knowledgeable enough to accept me. But then boom, someone like me has died in the hands of somebody who claims na the bogus claim na hindi niya na-realize na hindi pala babae si Jen.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he killed her. Why would you just, you could just leave, right?
Yeah,
what you are is a murderer. And that's it. You would kill whoever that is because you're a murderer. But you know, that's their defense and it's so unfair. And then I realized that this cannot happen to my sisters.
Yeah, murder is murder.
Murder is murder, diba? And then that's the reason why we were so mad that this guy was like, let go.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
It's so easy. It's like everything's just forgotten, diba? Mm-hmm. So, but, and that's why the call for justice still remains. And then, you know, being an advocate is really important. Because you're trying to carve more safe spaces eh.
What an excuse. You murdered someone because you didn't know na trans siya, na he had the dick. Can you say the same excuse pag you didn't know 12 years old yung girl? Diba?
Accidentally.
Na-kill mo because you didn't know she was 12? Diba? Why is the double standard? Diba?
Exactly. So the defense was really weak for them because this guy was proven many, many times. The blood is there, everything. But wala. The public sentiment even was Jennifer Laude's family is just milking the Americans.
So sila pa yung
na-judge.
You know what? You, like being an advocate, imagine you're doing this, you're saying what's in your heart and stuff. Imaginin mo yung mga younger generation na who looked up and finally we have a hero. Like now I know eto mga stuff na to. Now I can identify myself. Now I can explain how I feel and stuff. You're still doing a good job and everyone's doing a good job in your, like, you know, in your community.
Yeah,
and now, I have, like, you know, of course you're happy being you, being the woman in your universe. So I want to know, are you, like, in a relationship?
I am not in a romantic relationship.
Are you in a sexual relationship?
I can say yes.
Do you like sex?
I do.
Do you love dick?
I love
dick. I know, right?
Which dick is
so
better?
Amazing.
Pinoy dick or foreign dick?
But who treat you better
emotionally?
Mas karinyoso talaga ang Pinoy.
They're very passionate.
Very passionate. But some Pinoys probably aren't as like open into like lovemaking with trans women. Immediately, they just think of us as like sex thing, yeah, and then like wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. But when you find a partner na respects you and like understands and like really, it's different. It's different. So I think that's what I'm enjoying.
That's good.
Because kilala ko na siya.
Si Sigmund Freud, mm-hmm, yung founder of psychoanalysis, actually believed that we all have bisexual urges and tendencies, and that heterosexuality is actually a learned trait. So, you know, see, Sigmund Freud, he's known for
talking
about a lot of crazy ideas for their time before. But then some recent studies, some universities like Cornell University or something, they actually had an experiment na kino-complement yung assumption ni Sigmund Freud na all humans have bisexual tendencies and urges. Kasi ang ginawa nila sa experiment, yung both boys and girls na mga bata, I think below 12 years old, so wala pang masyadong social conditioning and gender conditioning yun, di ba? If I remember it properly, I'm gonna Google this for ano, something like this. Na parang pinakitaan nila ng mga images yung mga bata ng mga kind of sexual images na both heterosexual and homosexual. The younger yung bata, the more na parang na-excite sila doon sa both na heterosexual and homosexual sexual images. So, na-conclude nila na the less social and gender programming we have, the more
we're open to,
the more those, we're gonna be in touch with our true nature, yeah, na bisexual talaga tayo lahat.
That's why there was just so much damage from like conditioning
because of the program, and the programming, like they did,
like, diba? Like, okay, you can't do this, absolutely not, and then this is like sinful, this is something that you cannot do, and then humans are just naturally, you know, basically going back to that understanding, feeling it na baka meron akong access to the female energies even if I'm a male, mm-hmm, and when I'm a female I have access to the male energy. That's the reason why when we talk about identities, like for example, guys, so it's really, is it really just all in the head for you? Because it, like, you know, this is something that you think about, try to understand lahat, like the whole, the totality of it. Sabi ko nga, when you say it's just in the head, it doesn't mean it only exists in your head. There's so many of me. Ang dami-dami kong kapareho na ganun din yung nararamdaman. It just so happens that we have an experience that's different from each other, but you know, for the most part, we can corroborate and say, pareho tayo ng pagdaanan. Yeah. So, like, to say that this is wrong, to say that this is like an imagination, to say that this is like, you know, just all in the head, isn't fair.
Yeah.
Diba? Sigur, what if I tell you that you are just, your entire life is all in your head?
Yeah. And well, you can actually create whatever you want in your head if that's your reality. And like, you know what? Like, I want to be this person. I will be this person. This is what I'm happy, mm-hmm, where I'm happy at. And I will manifest this to my reality. That's think, like, you know, in your head.
I think the relation thing is if the other humans can would say, na parang, ah, okay yan, as long as you're not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
If that's the baseline, we would have a very fantastic,
exactly, exactly,
happy.
It's all about thing, accepting. Like, if the society accepts that you guys are living, like, it's not as if naman aliens kayo from another universe, diba? I would love to think that way.
But whoever propagated the idea na dapat pag may dick ka, you have to behave a certain way. Pag may pussy ka, you have to behave a certain way.
Exactly.
It's
exactly
no program. Like, it's,
exactly,
diba, saan ang bala yun? Build yung world natin.
It's society program.
Sino nag-start kaya nun?
That's yun yung actual great awakening. When people finally realize, it's all about like this. It's a totality, you know? Hindi tayo nalilimitahan ng what's between our legs.
Yeah, yes, we have a soul also. And the soul doesn't know the law of the land. The soul does not have judgment kung lalaki ka or babae ka, may dick ka or may pussy ka. True soul love and soul connection know no bounds.
I like that you mentioned love because that's the base of a lot of the reason why respect should happen. Ang laging sinasabi, lalo na sa mga parang mga holier than thou, na parang like, oh, you have to be this, 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 and again, again. But isn't the baseline of your belief love?
Yeah.
And what you're doing, excluding, is not being loving. So can you first examine what you're thinking against us before, mm-hmm, you say that what we're doing is wrong?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because all we're doing is celebrating the love that we could give and what we want to receive.
Lahat ng bahay may kwento.
Meron po ba tayong susi?
Zian Lim, Marco Gumabao at Julia Barreto. Bahay na Pula. Now streaming on Viva Max.
Mare, si Jelly ito.
Si Janice ito.
Si Candy ito.
This is Carmina.
Ito na ang podcast na puro chikahan at marihan. Usapang nanay, tita, sis at Mars, lahat nandito yan. Teka, ano nga bang title nito?
Wala pa? Wala pa talaga?
Wala pa. As in, wala pa kaming title, the podcast.
Now streaming, stream now on Spotify.
As like what I said before, like the things that we know now, hindi natin to alam at hindi tayo open and much more accepting 30 years ago.
Yes.
So the people who's actually trying to resist it or trying to suppress it or trying to say what is wrong and what is right, yun yung alam nila from before and that's how they function.
So how are we moving forward,
diba?
Right?
Exactly.
Parang may mga tao na sa generation nila naka-move forward na, bakit sila hindi pa rin, diba? So that's what I'm saying with like our advocacy. This is helping a conversation happen between generations and hopefully closer, because the generation before us didn't really talk about this to us. Mm-hmm. So there was like a cut in like paano ba to deal with like LGBTQIA, but we now know a lot better. Our conversation should happen to the next generation so that closer yung gap with understanding and respect and, you know, knowing that this is the right thing to do. So that when they start their conversation ng generation nila to the younger, even younger generation, it's even, the gap's even closer. And then eventually, we will see a world that will not think of being LGBT as any,
different,
you know, different like, and like weird or like, like disgusting, you know, all those like things that could move a person
it's
to even
kill. It's
gonna
be much easier for the next generation to show kung sino talaga sila.
And it's absolutely, the seeds right now have to be planted so that the tree that they will use to shade them from
the
knowledge that they will get can grow. So, yun yung promise ng advocacy. That's why we're doing this now.
Yeah.
Kasi para...
This is for the future.
This is for the future. We can expect a world that's better. The reason why we're able to do this was because of the many, many things advocates from the past have done.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're allowed to do this way. So I hope we reach that point. We may not see it when, you know,
right now in a lifetime. It's gonna
but
happen.
But it's gonna happen. Yeah.
We're
because
planting
more
the seeds.
And more people should be able to realize.
So how many boyfriends like
before
and na broken-hearted ka na ba?
Oh, naman. I only have one legal.
Legal?
Boyfriend.
Yung alam ng world.
Alam ng world. Ang tagal na, it's like a decade ago. But being transgender kasi comes with like a lot of insecurities in dating. You know, you have body dysmorphia. Kayo nga eh.
Yeah.
Like, di ba? Naka-conscious nga kayo sa mga katawan nyo. Kami ba?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like, there's always this that you have to think of. How you look, and it's all about meeting society's expectations.
I must say that you are so strong to like to actually face all of that and to go through that kind of process.
I think it's very important yung self-acceptance, radical self-acceptance, because when you accept yourself radically, that's when you can attract someone who accepts you radically, mm-hmm. like the dick. Someone out there will love exactly who you are. Guys, na writer, na may dick, na may boobs.
Exactly. I like that radical self-love and then self-acceptance kasi nothing could be more subtle about a lot of things that we're feeling to get through and, you know, push along things that we have anxieties about. You have to be radical about it. There's one more thing, then one last thing I'm going to tell like a sister when they're dating and they're looking for a relationship. Try their best to avoid being fetishized. Because it happens so much, all of the time. You know when men are educated only about trans women in porn?
Mm-hmm.
At yun ang expectation nila sa'yo. When they find a trans woman and then they're like, oh, I can have sex
so
with
it's like
my
a toy.
Fantasy.
It's,
I have so much respect for you na writer ka. Your professional life is aligned to your authentic creative expression, to your genius na creative director ka, writer. Because you know, in society, in media, nahi-stereotype yung mga ladyboy as just sex object or like porn.
Or abnormal.
Or abnormal. Not, like, parang, or limited to just one profession. And then like, most of the time, because sexy nga yung, beauty queens, diba?
Yeah.
Like, I think, I hope, I wish the world knew about a trans woman lawyer, a trans woman dentist, a trans woman
doctors, pilots.
Well, I could name check my friend Isabel Sandoval, who's recently just being celebrated in Hollywood. Isabel is a filmmaker, moved to the States from the Philippines, mom, a decade ago. She's transgender. She starred in her own film that she directed called Lingua Franca. Tells about the struggles of a trans woman immigrant who's just about to get a green card, but to do that was to marry an American guy, and it's like union.
That's family. Very interesting, and it happens in real life.
Absolutely, talaga. And the movie was completely, completely emotionally harrowing. Like really, the struggles of like immigrant. You know, the focus is on like how hard it is for immigrant trans women. She was celebrated for that film. It was very raw. She starred in the film. She was the main actress. And then because of that, she was carried by one of the biggest artist representations. Parang they represent the directors in sales and things. And then now she was able to get a gig. She became a director for a new true crime series that stars Andrew Garfield.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a big
it
thing.
It just shows lang na it doesn't matter kung anong gender meron ka and kung sino ka. It's like, yung creativity mo, yung soul mo, yung like kung ano yung pwede mong i-contribute sa world. Diba? It's just so beautiful.
Imagine how many of that was like stifled by their families.
Yeah,
diba?
Exactly.
Dahil lang nakikita nila na, ay, trans, Becky ata yung anak ko. Ay, tumahimik ka, wag kang,
yeah, hindi
wag,
na sila binigyan ng attention.
Oh, like, hindi na binigyan ng attention ng ganyan. And then like, all those, how many dreams like that crashed.
Yeah. And some it kind of always starts in the family and in school.
That's why we need to change from within the family. I think the very best way that we could do this is really educate would-be parents. Mm-hmm. Hindi pa nangangalaka, like, straight, sa inyo kami nagagaling. Alam mo yun? Like, yung mga anak nyo, wag nyong pigilan. If you feel that your child is going to be queer, then nurture the queerness, diba? You have not failed as a parent if you're raising a queer child.
A queer, happy child,
a
you
queer,
know?
A queer, happy child.
A happy child because you're giving space for allowance for him to be himself, you know?
Exactly.
Speaking of being stereotyped, have you ever bought motor for a boyfriend?
Have you ever gastos a boyfriend?
I don't know.
What's with us? Bakit meron tayong gano'n? Ba't ang hiling natin gumas? It's a guy.
I was accused of actually like giving a guy a car.
Sugar mama?
Oh, I was accused of being like sobrang complete miscommunication. Ang nangyari ata, nag-iinuman kami and then I was joking with a guy na parang like, you're so cute, I'm gonna buy you a car. And I did not know that weekend he was actually supposed to buy a car.
You actually bought him a car?
No. Like, nag-joke lang ako na parang nagsakto yung joke. And then the next week, when they saw the guy with a new car, they were like,
they advised
buy you a car? So, like, naloka na. And then I did not know for, like, a month. The chismis was already, like, Thais bought this guy a car.
Everybody. But what's the most expensive thing you
bought
for a boy?
For a boy?
For a man?
Libre ng bakasyon.
Like a trip. Where?
Like, out of the country.
Out of town.
Okay.
If it's not Bora, it's probably like somewhere in the Visayas. Parang ganun.
Ikaw, the most expensive na nabigay mo sa lalaki.
I think MacBook Air. I think yun na yan.
I think swerte pa rin tayo kasi grabe yung motor eh. Tulugan yun eh. So kung iniwang ka, girl, 5 years ago na bayaran. I've really heard of like friends na, shoot ah.
Pero like imagine how they expect that the trans woman here, especially in Asia or in the Philippines, sila yung dapat na gumagasa sa guys. Like, excuse me.
Right?
Yeah.
So again, okay. Speaking about relationship red flags, if guys start, you know,
asking,
please,
that's
please
a red
have
flag.
Some self-respect.
Yeah,
girl.
Have
some self-respect. There is a limit and a boundary to like what you should be giving your partner. I mean, for sure, marami ka naman pwedeng ibigay as sweet gifts, but lalo pag giving yung love language mo, but anything beyond na like, you know, you could afford and like talagang sobra-sobra
giving what
na,
you don't have.
Exactly. So, diba, don't do it. Go back to like, hey, mahal ka ba niya? O mahal niya yung kaya mong bilhin?
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with also like yun nga, yung stigma na parang for a man to stay with like a gay person or like a trans woman, dapat meron nabibigay si trans woman. Like parang isn't it like parang nakakababa sa guy?
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang step up a little bit just because that she's a trans woman doesn't mean that she's gonna spend for everything that you want.
Mm-mm.
Are you a bitch? Are you the bitch in this relationship?
Yeah.
Diba?
A lot of trans women fall into that trap. Kasi nga, there's a lot of insecurity, mm-hmm. there's a lot of parang like, what if
this
no
is the only way
me?
They can
yes,
have love.
Diba?
Yeah.
It really takes so long for them to wake up. So I guess, I think the message really is like, recognize red flags very early. And if you're listening, whoever you are, very young trans woman, mm-hmm. who's about, you're bound to meet someone who will accept
with the
you
same
anyway.
Who you are, yeah.
If you also are
love yourself, yeah.
It's just like a vessel. It's just like inside. What's inside, like how
exactly.
how they love you, how they care for you is like, alam mo yon, connection with other human beings. It's not even about being a man or being a woman now.
I think that's something that men should always think beyond the ego, beyond the self, beyond when they are coupled or they are partnered into, like, even not even romantic, like, guide sexual. You're attracted to an energy. And whatever that is, like, ano bang energy yon, yung vessel nga sinasabi ni Tina, like, it could come in different forms. And then it should not be different. You're not gonna be like limited lang dun sa iyo, because limiting yourself is just perpetuating like centuries and centuries of like all of just this and this and this, diba? Limitation. Parang ka nababox. So parang like, there's also something I hope that happens to males. Nagkakaroon sila dapat ng male sexual liberation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of male sexual liberation, may isa akong kilalang PBA play.
Ano?
May sinabi siya sa akin.
Woo! Marita! Ito na nga.
Oh. Night items. Straight man siya. Straight man siya ngayon. Pero nung bata daw sila, mga below 12 ata, may parang best friend siya na ka-video game niya, kalaro niya lagi. Dahil wala pa silang idea ng heterosexuality, homosexuality, and then mahilig manood daw ng porn yung
guy,
best friend niya. One time daw, sinak na lang daw bigla yung dick niya habang naglalaro sila. Eh, masarap daw. So, he kept letting. Hindi niya alam na masama yun. Wala siyang idea kasi wala siyang gender or social conditioning ng heterosexual and homosexual. And they kept doing it. And then I asked him, so, nung lumaki ba kayo, gay ba siya? Ba din? Hindi daw.
That is, it's like a male experience of just some other male, you know, going down on you. And that, supposedly, it doesn't affect you, if wala kaling sarili talagang queer tendencies, it does not mean na after that, you'd be like, oh my God, bakla ba ako?
Yeah,
like,
questioning everything.
Only if you are actually queer will that happen. Yun yung lagi ko sinasabi about male sexual liberation. They have to understand that there are so many, 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 many kinds of like having sex, and even gender is beyond.
Okay, so anyway, before we wrap this up, this is such an amazing conversation, and in this generation, especially, it's 21st century and humahaba pa yung panahon. I think it's about time to accept everyone as who they are, because it's much more peaceful world if we are accepting. And just because you can't put a name onto something doesn't mean na parang it's wrong. It's about accepting, understanding, and trying it. It's evolving. Like, stop judging everyone like how they live their life. It's their universe. Be happy for them and just be happy for yourself. The more na bitter ang isang tao, the more na wala siyang acceptance sa sarili niya. Right? So that's my view.
Being open to possibilities and have less judgment as possible, because there are things that we don't understand, you know? Not your monkey, not your circus, not your reality, not for you to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Not your body, not for you to judge.
To decide or what. Decide. And you, Thais, like, what's your advice, especially with like the new trans women going through this process?
Coming off from that amazing thing that Amanda told us about radical self-acceptance, it's the root, diba? When we talk about LGBT, I always say it, the root of it is love. But the root of all acceptance, especially with yourself, is loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't love yourself, how the hell can you love somebody else?
Yeah.
It's a long process. It's not even like, guys. But trust the process. Sometimes you will fail, and then sometimes you'll have amazing successes. But then you will understand that the world will treat you better when you also start treating yourself better first.
Thank you, Thais. Totally. And thank you for like being there and explaining everything. This is so educational. I've learned so much. And I actually look up to you. You're such an amazing person, and thank you, and love you.
Love you. Thank you for raising the flag.
Yes.
for the ones who cannot speak
so guys,
for themselves.
This is Tina Wells.
This is Amanda Culling.
I'm Thais Estrada.
Follow us on Instagram. It's b.witchesph. And tell us what you think about our episode. And please, send us a message. Let us know what you think. Talk to us. Share us your opinion. It doesn't matter. We won't judge you.
If you have violent reaction, let us know.
No, we don't care. So that's it. Bye.
Magkakaiba pero iisa ang misyon. Mark Anthony Fernandez, JC Santos, Diego Loizaga, and Colleen Garcia. Adarna Gang sa direksyon ni John Ritt, now streaming on Viva Max.